Sarah, let's start with this incident involving a group of protesters and a CMPD police captain. You were there at the scene. What did you see?
Well, first off, there was CMPD officer Brad Koch, who has been very present at a lot of these protests. And he was out as people began to march. There had been an event at Marshall Park previously, and people kind of decided around 10 o'clock that they were going to be marching in the streets as they have been the past week and a half. When Officer Koch came out, some people went up to him. It was only a couple of people. There were some people on loudspeakers that were shouting things like, "Go home, Brad." And then there just sort of everything really happened really quickly. Officer Koch was sort of just trying to walk straight, it appeared. People were trying to talk to him, and it looked like they were trying to get to him. I don't know if I could say for certain that he was shoved. I don't know that I saw that, but they were definitely trying to get to him. And then some other protesters that were trying to put themselves between Officer Koch and the protesters that were trying to get to him. And they were trying to protect him in a way and just saying, like, this is not what this is about. We don't want to do this. And then he quickly called for backup. All of a sudden, there were a bunch of officers on bikes, officers on like the motorcade officers, it appeared. And there was just suddenly a lot of CMPD very present.
And some of these officers pepper sprayed some of the protesters that were there?
Yeah, so we didn't see that actually happen, but we saw the aftermath of people trying to pour milk on their bodies and their eyes to kind of get the pepper spray out of them. CMPD has confirmed that a few people were pepper sprayed in the process. Two people were actually arrested.
And what do we know about the police captain, Brad Koch?
So Officer Koch used to be in the kind of the PR department of the police office. Reporters generally know who he is. He used to be at a lot of press conferences leading those. He's since been promoted to a captain, but he has really been a presence at these protests, like going alongside these marchers. You know, I think some obviously have very different opinions about him and were bothered by his presence, but a lot of protesters have thanked him for being there, for trying to help coordinate when, you know, a street needs to be blocked off so people can peacefully march. So he's really been a presence at all of these nights of protesting. And it was a little surprising to see this altercation tonight, just because he's been there every night. But some people obviously have a lot of different opinions about whether he should be there or not.
When this incident happened, how did it shift the mood of the protests, which had been going on since much earlier in the night?
You know, it was interesting because there was this event in Marshall Park that started around 7 o'clock at night, and it really was, it felt almost like a really nice, like a block party. Like there was music, people were hanging out, they were talking, there was chalk passed out and people were writing messages on it. There was a banner that was started earlier this week for George Floyd's family, and people were continuing to write messages to him and his family. It was just really peaceful and people were just hanging out. And even after about 9 o'clock, when I think the official event was kind of scheduled to wrap up, I mean, people were still in Marshall Park just hanging out. And then it was around 10 o'clock that there was an announcement that people were going to march. And it did feel more disorganized than other marches have felt. And definitely when this incident happened with Officer Koch, it definitely changed the mood drastically.
Sarah, this was one incident in a full day of protests and demonstrations. What else did we see from around the Charlotte area on Sunday? And do you get the sense that this movement has been expanding over these past 10 days?
I definitely get the sense that this movement is expanding outside of Charlotte, our surrounding areas. Our reporter, Andos Helms, was in Belmont. There was a march that occurred there. It was 100, 150 people that showed up, a diverse crowd. And actually, the Belmont police were involved in helping organize that. They weren't the only organizers, but they were working with people to facilitate this march. Michael Falero and I were also at a different event earlier in the day. At 5 o'clock, we were in Valentine and we sort of did this half a mile, maybe mile loop in the heat. It was very hot. There were a lot of families out. So yeah, it does feel like this movement is definitely expanding, and it definitely seems that more people want to know that they stand with this movement and that it's important, and want to show their support in the way that it makes sense for them.
Okay, that's WFAE's Sarah D'Elia. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Nick.